This next clip comes to you from Regionally Speaking with Chris Nolte.
This is Regionally Speaking on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Chris Nolte. Pamela Whitten is going to be, in just a matter of weeks, actually, the 19th president of Indiana University, and she is making rounds of the regional campuses, including IU Northwest here in Gary. And she is with us on the phone from the Gary campus. And President-elect Whitten, thank you for joining us on Lakeshore Public Radio.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, tell us, if you will, first, what you've had a chance to see since you visited the Gary campus and what you're doing on campus and some of the other regional campuses as you're making your tours.
Well, I'm taking the next few days to take the opportunity to visit really a very important asset for IU, and that's our five regional campuses. And so I'm at my second campus today in Gary. And they were kind enough to make a big, beautiful, sunny day for me here while I'm here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, primarily we've, of course, seen some of the campus, which is beautiful. And I am my expectations have been exceeded, I will say, in terms of walking across the campus. It's gorgeous, the facilities, the programs that are in play. But if I'm very, very honest, the highlight of the day so far is all the time that I'm getting to spend with students. And so I had a nice session where I got to meet with some student leaders from campus, and they were fantastic and smart and articulate and thoughtful, and they love their university. And then I also had a nice chance to speak with a group of student athletes who, of course, are quite committed not only to their sport but to their academics as well. And so that truly has been the highlight. I'm sitting close by the chancellor, and I hope I'm not insulting him by stating that really, really the joy of the day is this time with students.
What are some of the things that interested you the most when the opportunity came about to be able to apply for the job of president at Indiana University?
Well, if you'll let me put it simply, it's Indiana University, mm-hmm. quite frankly. You know, it's from afar, I've always viewed this as one of the best public institutions, really, of higher education, really, across the U.S. And so, you know, to have the opportunity to come serve as the leader of this institution, which it plays such a pivotal role, of course, in Indiana, but really beyond in the nation and the world, it's really the opportunity of a lifetime.
Do you think this is a great opportunity not only to have a chance to meet with students, but also to meet with faculty members, as you no doubt have had, at least certainly at IU Northwest here today, but through all the campuses, including the main campus at Bloomington?
Absolutely, absolutely. And so I was in South Bend last night and this morning and had the chance to do that. And then later on the agenda today, you're just catching before I'm getting the chance to meet with very many, but that certainly is an important part. Mm-hmm. You know, they play, you know, the students are the heart of the university, and then the faculty are certainly the soul of the university. And so I'm looking forward to those conversations about what's wonderful and what we can do to help them be more successful.
And coming from Kennesaw State University, do you see any parallels, even though you're talking about one university in particular, and now you're talking about almost a statewide system of campuses coming together, including the Bloomington campus? Are there a lot of things that are similar or things that are different that you're taking in from your other places that you have been to IU?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I will say I really think it's the portfolio of my experience that, you know, brings the good analogy to IU. And so, you know, I've spent time on the faculty at the University of Kansas Medical Center years ago, which was nice exposure to academic medicine, which, of course, is a highlight at IU. I spent really my entire academic career at Michigan State, you know, at an AAU school in the Big Ten, as a regular old college professor, working my way through the ranks, very active in research, and eventually was a dean at Michigan State. And then I moved down to Athens, Georgia, where I was the provost at the University of Georgia for a number of years before moving to Kennesaw State, where I currently serve as the president, which is a large, you know, 41,000 plus Metro Atlanta school, fairly diverse population as well. And so, you know, it's really the culmination from those four institutions that I think has well prepared me for the breadth and the range that is IU.
Now, you've had this opportunity, of course, in your past positions to work with people on your particular campuses and dealing with not only research, but philanthropic support as well, too. Are these sorts of things you're going to take into the job as being the next Indiana University president?
Absolutely, absolutely. An important part of serving in leadership at any public higher ed institution now is looking to generate all forms of revenue, and sometimes creative and innovative sources of revenue, and that includes, seeking support from friends and alum and corporations and nonprofits and others to help support students and the activities of the university. And I will say it is a very easy thing to do when you really believe in the things that you're raising funds for.
Now, as you're going into the new position with Indiana University, it's a very difficult time in many respects. Not only we're still dealing with health issues and safety issues because of the pandemic, coming out of that from your previous position with Kennesaw State University, of course, and you're coming into a time here, too, where we have very serious concerns about inequities as far as students and faculty are concerned, as far as racial inequity is concerned. There's going to be some challenges ahead. Are you up to the challenge, do you feel?
I do, these are not challenges that are unique, frankly, to the state of Indiana. These are really national challenges, from both perspectives. From your first example, we've all, as higher education leaders, been working diligently to attempt to, successfully keep students making progress toward degrees while keeping them safe and healthy. Now we're all in the much happier planning, I will say, of what life is going to be like post-pandemic. And, of course, at IU, we're very fortunate to have just an incredible health infrastructure and leadership group to advise us so that we do it safely. And I'm so impressed with how Indiana University has navigated this pandemic and how it's taken care of the IU family. And then in regard to your second example, issues and challenges related to diversity and inclusion are really important, and they're front and center. And, it's something that has been, frankly, a priority for me for many years. And so I look forward to building on the good work that IU has started in that area as well.
Well, President-elect Whitten, thank you for spending a brief time with us to talk about yourself, about your position as you're coming into it as the next president of Indiana University. And we certainly hope you have a chance to visit you not only here on campus in Gary, but through the system as well. And thank you for spending time with us today on the phone.
My pleasure. Go IU.
You can listen to Regionally Speaking Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to noon on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, and anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast.